All right, thank you. Good morning, all. Thank you, Laura, for the introduction and for very appropriately congratulating the Giants on their championship. Being from Cleveland, we've never experienced this thing you call a championship parade, so glad everybody made it through. We got here okay as well. I'm Danny George. I'm from Penn State College of Medicine, here with my colleague Elizabeth Fiordalis from the Cleveland Clinic. And we're going to very briefly present data from collaborative research that we've done at our farmers markets and Duke's farmers market. And those are the colleagues who have collaborated with us, and unfortunately they can't be here. So we'll present the data and then very briefly explain some of the more compelling community outreach projects that have emanated from our farmers markets. So nationally, as many people are aware, there's been an explosion of farmers markets in the past decade. So every year the USDA lists its farmers market count, and it continues to go up by about 10% each year to the point where we're almost at 8,000 farmers markets nationally. And interestingly, within that movement, there's been a proliferation of medical center-based farmers markets. So we did research that we published in the American Journal of Public Health last year, where we just did a clean sweep and looked for all of the markets based at hospitals in the United States. And as you can see here, there are about 100 of them. Many of them cluster on the coasts, but there are some in the Midwest as well. Many are part of the Kaiser system in California. But that gives you kind of a snapshot of how these farmers markets are evolving in our country. And it's really interesting from a public health perspective, because medical centers can really add value to these markets. One, by promoting wellness and benefiting the communities that exist around hospitals. And one thing Elizabeth and I wanted to mention that's shifted recently is when the Affordable Care Act was passed by the Supreme Court, there's a new IRS requirement for all hospitals. If they want to keep their tax-exempt status, they have to do a community health needs assessment every 3 years, but also develop an implementation plan to address those needs. So in that context, a farmer's market becomes a real asset for a medical center or hospital, something that you can check off on the IRS box, but hopefully add value to the community the hospital exists in. In contrast to farmer's markets that may exist in other venues, at medical centers there are a range of experts, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, nurses, et cetera, who can all be integrated into the farmer's market. There's also a sustainable supply of volunteers. At our campus, we have medical and nursing students, for instance, who volunteer within the market and provide health screenings and other programs, as we just heard in the previous talk. This is Duke's Farmers Market, just to give you a brief look into that. It's one of the oldest medical center farmers markets. I believe it was started in 2000. So it's a real kind of inspiring model in this new growth. And I want to hand off to Elizabeth to talk about the market at the Cleveland Clinic very briefly. I'm from Cleveland originally, as I mentioned, and before I took my job at Penn State, I encountered this market and was just fascinated by the intuitive nature of having a farmer's market embedded within a medical center. So I'll let Elizabeth say a bit more about that.
Thank you. It's interesting that when we're listening and looking at the other speakers in this session, this farmer's market, the Cleveland Clinic, is kind of a compilation of those kinds of philosophies. It's an idea that comes from our workplace of our Wellness Institute, also from our Sustainability Institute, as well as our Community Outreach Group. So it was a brainstorm of all three pieces of the hospital that you can see come up with different reasons why we should be doing it in different communities. And we decided that this would be a great way at the Cleveland Clinic to put a farmer's market that addresses those community needs as well as employee needs of nutrition, right on the campus in the middle of an urban desert. So we have about 2,000 people coming through every week. It runs about 21 weeks during the summer. We don't have summertime like San Francisco all year round, so we have to stop when it snows. And we've been doing it for 5 years. We're just wrapping up our fifth year. We have a tremendous group that comes out from all over. We have buses that come down from the assisted living complexes. We have the churches that have Bible studies that walk across the campus when they're done. We have schools that take trips down, and we have a lot of community collaborations. We'll talk a little bit later. But it has been truly a wonderful meeting place. We have screenings. We have a steel drum band. We do have some local folks that want to perform some music. We had a Dacapalooza where the doctors came down and pretended they knew how to sing, and it raised money for our hardship fund. So it's a great meeting place for a community that really draws everybody together at one campus. Danny?
And this is just a quick look at the market we have at Penn State. We're located right on the perimeter of our campus. You can see a picture of one of our medical students providing a free health screening there. We also have dietitians and nutritionists at every market who meet with customers. We have about 30 vendors. We're every Thursday afternoon. We end on November 1st. And we get about a bit less than the Cleveland Clinic. We get about 400 people coming through every week. So that's just a peek into the three markets. There's been no research done on these public health spaces, these markets and medical centers, and so we partnered up last year to do collaborative sampling. And we just wanted to learn a bit about the demographics, who uses these markets, and what sort of refinements can we make? Can we learn from other markets and medical centers? And can we maybe have this data inform interventions potentially to meet the real needs in the communities around the medical center? So just to go through some of the demographic data, what we found is that the markets across all three are mostly female. The average age is about 40, and largely white and educated, although that does vary at places like the Cleveland Clinic, which are located in the inner city on the east side. So there was some variation in that respect. Most customers tend to be quite educated and have more than a bachelor's degree. In terms of the customer profile, as you can see, most of the customers at all the markets were hospital employees, but we did have a fair share of community members and patients and families who came to all three markets. In terms of transportation, there was a good balance at Duke and the Cleveland Clinic between walking, cycling, and taking a shuttle over. As you can see, we've got a little bit of work to do in Hershey at our medical center campus, not ironically. It's not lost on me, believe me. But a lot of it has to do with the positioning of a market within the campus of a medical center as opposed to being on the perimeter as we are. We had our survey respondents rate their health, and not surprisingly, many of them, most of them, rated it at least as good, although we had a few fair or poor. Many of the patients rated their health as fair or poor, and they're very much in that mindset of wanting to improve their health, so you catch them at a good time and can immediately provide some guidance on what they can do to improve their health within a farmer's market. We took BMI data, most of it clustered around 25 at the markets. The Cleveland Clinic was a bit more. We also asked for our survey respondents to report medical conditions, and the most frequently reported ones were hypertension, high cholesterol, and arthritis, although several diabetes and heart disease were also manifest at the different sites. We also took information on fruit and vegetable intake, and at most of the markets, as you can see, most people got more than 3 servings a day, but actually nearly half are not meeting the current guidelines to get at least 5 servings a day, even at a medical center where the customer base is mostly employees, so that was an interesting finding. In terms of price perception relative to grocery stores, again, this isn't shocking. Most people thought the price was appropriate. Actually, 1 in 10 expressed that they felt the market was less expensive. This is obviously an issue that's often seen as a barrier for going to farmers markets. So it was kind of reaffirming to see that there was to see that trend. In terms of desired services for the respondents, as you can see, many of them wanted more cooking demos or seating areas within the market to have lunch or to have a more social gathering around the market. Entertainment. Maybe not the Dacapalooza, but proper musicians were in demand. Health screenings as well. Child care was not very much in demand. So just to summarize, we did find quite considerable similarities across the markets, even though they're in very different rural and urban areas. And we do think that they're an ideal place to engage customers in nutritional counseling because it can be more sustained, you can take more time. It's within a farmer's market, so the nutritionist can just point over at the vegetable stand and say, just walk 20 feet and you can actually start acting on this guidance. We do think the data are telling us that there may be a need for more educational focus on guideline concordant fruit and vegetable intake. It was kind of startling to see that not everybody, or that such low numbers are getting at least 5 servings a day. Better strategies are definitely needed to promote active transport, walking, cycling. How can medical centers promote those sorts of activities, ways of getting to the market? And also better strategies are needed to reach patients, the patient base and their families, and underserved community members. And that's really kind of the exciting part of the talk that Elizabeth and I want to bridge to as we talk about next steps.
Thank you. You know, one of the things that we're wanting to do when we have farmers markets is provide the education and the fruits and the vegetables, correct? However, as any kind of behavioral change, you know, it's not going to happen just because it's there. You have to inform them with some kind of intent that's going to help make them aware and then want to change. So we've had some great community collaborations that can help with getting that word out to a variety of consumers, whether it's a child or a patient or a grandparent. And we have local farms. We're working with the farmers markets. We have a botanical garden that actually hires teens to come in and work in the gardens, and they pay them. They get together all the produce. They raise it. They put it together in a salsa called Downtown Salsa, and they bring it to the farmers market, and they sell it. We have the farmers market available for groups to come on down and talk to our farmers, learn about what is a blueberry or a strawberry, and that, you know, tomatoes come in different colors. And we work with the Boys and Girls Club. You can see it down there. They actually took those ingredients home back to the Boys and Girls Club locations and made some recipes for their grandparents and their parents so they could learn and spread that word along also. We also open ourselves up to the senior coupons, the SNAP, you know, that used to be the food stamps, and the Women, Infant, and Children programs. They come down on campus and provide registration as well as tokens, so folks that don't have the usual income can come down there and partake in the activities and the food also. We've got just a few minutes. Do you want to continue going?
Sure. So just to walk through a few programs that we've launched at Penn State. We started a market in 2010, and immediately, as the director of the market, I realized, you know, the demographics at our market are very affluent, mostly white, and yet we're surrounded by Harrisburg, which has many food deserts, and we also have rural underserved areas very close to us. So the challenge for me was, how do we get these great products from our vendors, these local organic produce, out into the community where people could really stand to benefit from them? So we've developed several programs at the medical center, one that we call Prevention Produce, where we've gotten a small grant to buy back produce from vendors at the end of each market session, and we bundle it up with bilingual health information, and we have nursing and medical students deliver it to migrant workers at a nearby racetrack who tend the stables there. And we're hoping to develop this notion of food as medicine and create different kind of outreach programs modeled on this one. And so we've had initial conversations about talking to Meals on Wheels about how to get fresh fruits and vegetables to vulnerable seniors in the area. They already have an infrastructure. They have obviously cars that make deliveries already. So how do we get our fresh produce into that model? We've also talked to people about retrofitting an old school bus or municipal vehicle into a mobile farmers market that could drive around to food deserts and accept SNAP and WIC, as Elizabeth said. But also have medical students or nursing students or dietitians and nutritionists on board to provide some further education at the point of delivery of this produce. This is an interesting program some of you may have read about in the New York Times. It's called Prescription Produce. This is the idea that doctors receive grants to literally write prescriptions for fruits and vegetables for their patients. And these prescriptions can be reimbursed at a farmer's market for fruits and vegetables. At which point there can also be an education element integrated in. So we're trying to implement this at our medical center, focusing on at-risk pregnant women and children at risk for childhood obesity. So that's another interesting concept that's taking hold. Stanford has a farm fresh menu where they source all of the food in their inpatient menu and cafeteria from local organic vendors. We're trying to start something similar to that at Penn State as well, but it just, again, makes intuitive sense that you would feed patients who are sick the healthiest possible foods. We also just, lo and behold, after the Affordable Care Act passed and there became an IRS requirement, we got permission to do a community health garden at the medical center. Funny how that works. But they gave us a huge 2-acre plot, and we're going to start a garden there that we hope will yield some fruits and vegetables that can be integrated into some of our outreach programming. And we are happy to answer any questions at the end of the session. And here's contact information if anybody would like to get in touch. Thank you.